Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Most Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Now, in today's episode, I have another one of those movies I knew nothing about until a few weeks ago. My veterans know I love horror thriller type movies. You know, that's my favorite genre to watch. And I was doing a little research for something else that is coming soon to the podcast. Stay tuned for that. When I saw this title, Late Night with the Devil, as a limited theater release, it's a Shudder original and will be actually be streaming next month. And I was shocked to see it had 100% on the Rotten scale on 58 reviews. I mean, a horror movie with over 50 reviews with the perfect rating. I've been doing this for a couple years now, and that is unheard of. Then I read it was one of the best horror movies in years, so now I'm way past curious, and I just go ahead and put this on my opening night calendar. As you guys know, I'm about 50-50 with the critical score. Sometimes I'm way off from what they think due to my style of how I like to do reviews. It's simply, did I enjoy it? I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, I just judge what's on the screen and not what I might have wanted or wish they would have done instead. So, what is this one about? Now, we start out in documentary format. Jack Delroy is a radio guy that gets his shot at hosting a variety late night talk show in the 70s. Hard ground to break into with Johnny Carson being the king at that time. But he does well. You know, we learn his background and his rise to fame on the scene. Now, he's nominated for many awards, but he can't seem to catch up with those Carson ratings. His wife unexpectedly passes away. Spoiler free, won't get into any of that about what happened. And he takes some time off and he comes back a month later. Not only is he not gaining any ground, but he's slipping in the ratings. Now he's grasping at gimmicks, trying to gain back some of that audience share. Now Sweeps Week is coming and he's starting out on Halloween night. And he has this plan to create a spectacle and try to get back to the top. And that's where I'll stop, because from there, we see the live broadcast and the tragedy that transpired that night. So what did the pros think? Well, I went back to check to see the scores now that everyone can see it, and it's no longer perfect. It's at a 96% on 106 reviews, which is still excellent. With the audience score at 85% on over 50 reviews on the Rotten scale. So the audience did really enjoy this one as well. But most importantly, what did I think? Well, let me start with the positives. Now, I reviewed a movie called Horror in the High Desert a few months ago, and I said that one was one of the best presentations I'd ever seen, you know, for a mockumentary. Well, this one joins the conversation. I mean, that opening 10 minutes or so before we get to the broadcast, no way just walking in would you think that's a movie. The documentary stuff was so well done. And then that 70s presentation of the broadcast. I mean, everything was damn near perfect. All the aesthetics, the grainy 480 interlaced look. It was even shown in that typical 4:3 old school ratio before, you know, the 16:9 TVs we have now, you know, those old school CRT TVs. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit too technical. But anyway, we see the live broadcast with all the B-roll stuff. So we get all the behind the scenes where the commercials would normally be. And this was a great way to add that extra context of how the show was progressing along, how people were feeling and all those growing concerns in the background as the show went on. All the performances were really good. I mean, that little girl, the way she was looking into the camera, she was immediately creepy. Great performance from her. The slow burn, I mean, this is pretty much a perfect slow burn. They continue to ramp it up, and you're on your edge literally by the end of the movie when the show's ending and they're closing out and they're doing their final whatever, spoiler free again. You're sitting there waiting like, okay, when's it going to happen? What's going to happen? And you're just sitting there really on the edge the whole time. Spoiler free again, the ending does pay it off. And it does answer questions as well if you pay close attention. If you're not paying attention, you might miss a few things there. But it does really answer all of your questions in that ending there. And it will end exactly how you think it's going to end. And at the same time, it's going to end in a way you're not expecting, which that probably doesn't make any sense to you right now, but when you see it, it'll make sense. I do have a couple of negatives, but, you know, I'm not even going to talk about those. It really would be nitpicking, but I will mention one because it kind of ruined a twist for me. Practical effects have come a long way, and some of it was a little sloppy. And in this one part, the skeptic was doing a presentation. Again, I can't talk about none of this stuff too much. But for me, it was telegraphed what was going to happen because I noticed something was a bit off with some makeup stuff. And had that effect been done better, I would have been shocked and it would have hit home more with me. But because I saw the flaw there, you know, it kind of ruined it for me. But yeah, I enjoyed this one a lot. I would put this one right at a 90% on the Rotten scale. People are always saying certain genres are dead or they're stale. And I hear that a lot about found footage movies being one of those genres. But no, that's just not the case. And this movie proves that. They took that format, added an original premise, and executed it almost flawlessly on a small budget with absolutely no reliance on jump scares at all. In fact, I think there was maybe one jump scare in there, but it was all organic. All the scares were earned. You didn't have that, okay, we're going to do something super, super quiet on purpose, and then we're going to do something really loud. And then they do that just to, you know, make you jump out of your seat to try to create some kind of manufactured scare. But like I said, they're not scares. You're just startled because it's quiet and it got loud. This movie doesn't do any of that. And I was happy to see that. So yeah, Hollywood, just be more original. You could take these same premises, you could take the same formats, the same styles, and if you have an original idea and then you follow through with some execution, you don't need a lot of money. You can do that on a small budget and come out with something that, I mean, this is pretty close to being, you know, like I said, I got nitpicky things that I won't get into, but yeah, this is pretty close to being in the 90s. I can't put it there because of the other little things I have, but 90%, yeah, I haven't given that score out in a little while. But anyway, if you're interested in this genre of movie, in horror at all, definitely go check this one out this weekend. You don't want it spoiled for you. With that being said, I'll close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Thank you for support. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening to me every week. And yes, I will be back again with at least one other review this weekend. And it's a remake of a very, very popular 80s movie. You guys probably, some of you already know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to say it here. You guys got to come back and listen to the next episode to know exactly what movie I'm referencing. Again, appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next time. Peace.